This was written back in 1968 on the Saturday night of the Woodstock weekend. We weren't at Woodstock. We had a gig about 40 miles away at a place called Greenwood Lake. Harry, Bruce, and I drove out there, drove around a bend, and there was a big sign, 60 feet high. The music explosion tonight, topless a go-go. And we said, ha, those poor guys. Imagine having to play at a topless a go-go place. Then we drove around another corner, and there it was, 60 feet high, instant karma. Tonight, Orpheus, topless a go-go. Oh, goody. Well, we went in and did our thing. 27 people came. The topless girl did her thing. And I wrote a poem about it. It's called A Go-Go. I watched her impaled upon a shaft of light, fluttering, beating her wings against the bright spot on the wall. Poor little moth. I think she wanted to fly, perhaps to dance with reckless abandon through meadows and blossoms and feel the wind through her hair. But somewhere she became trapped within that circle, her every movement on command, a Pavlovian stimulus of shrieking guitar and crashing drum. All joy crushed by her masters, who keep her solely to titillate the cravings of those who know no clean. Soon her color will fade. She will die, I fear. A wild soul cannot exist within such a place. And so she struggles, clawing at the luminescent bars of her prison. Poor, poor little moth.